Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA home loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I developed because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. First and foremost, Happy New Year's to everybody.
It is 2025.
It is 2025, sir. First episode of 2025, episode 17.
Yep.
We're here, live and in action. Hey, man, what's up? Happy New Year's, man.
Happy New Year.
Did you have a happy holidays?
Yeah, I did. It wasn't too bad, Like I said, we said last episode, it was the day after my birthday, day before Christmas, last time we filmed.
Right.
So it's always been a big jumble around for me. My birthday is 2 days before Christmas. My younger brother's birthday is 3 days after Christmas.
Right. So a lot going on.
And so it's my birthday, Christmas, my brother's birthday, New Year's, and then that's all within a week or two.
Right.
And then you also got to throw in LeBron's birthday in there.
Oh,
so
my God.
Can't forget that. Before we do anything, shout that guy out. Turned 40. I had a better day on his birthday than I did my own.
That's insane.
You don't see guys doing it like that at 40 every day.
No,
man.
You don't. But to say you had a better birthday celebrating LeBron is crazy, bro.
The amount of memes I saw that day.
Was just endless.
It was just so funny to me. I just had a good time just laughing to myself.
You know what? Let me say this too regarding LeBron James and the James household. Really, shout out to Bryce James, man. He committed to Arizona, yep. University of Arizona. I'm happy for him. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to say it right here. I believe Bryce James is already a better basketball player than his older brother. I do
want to give
that.
You credit because you were right about Bronny being in the G League. But I do want to give him props because contrary to popular belief, he's been playing pretty good in the G League.
Yeah, he's a G League player right now.
Yeah, but people were saying that he wouldn't even be that. And so I just want to – were completely right about him being a G League player.
Yeah,
that was exactly what you said.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I just – listen. Bronny James is a developmental project. Like he's gonna be to me. He'll end up being a nice 3-and-D player off the bench in the NBA whenever that the opportunity presents itself and he's able to get steady minutes and when he's ready to play sustained NBA basketball. But yeah, no, dude. For right now, he's a G League player and that's okay. I mean, look, his dad finessed him the best contract for a G League player ever.
He's a 55th pick, which most 55th picks are G League players.
Right, right. No, yeah, come on, man. Like, we had to stop faking the funk at some point with Bronny James, bro. He was going to be a G League player. I'm sorry. And Shane, I'm ready for my shoes, dog. He knows what I'm talking about. We made a bet on that. We made a bet on that. I want my shoes, man.
Yeah, I think a lot of that faking the funk you just mentioned came from a lot of both sides, from players in support of him thinking he was better than he was, and then people like the narratives.
Whoa.
Of people who supported him thinking he was better than he was, and then people who wanted him to fail just saying he was way worse than what he was.
Right. Hey,
expectations like, oh, he'll never be an NBA player, he should be.
Right.
And it's like, if you're expecting a 55th pick to be come into the NBA and immediately be putting up 20, 30 points.
Right.
Those expectations are crazy.
I mean, well, number one, you could have made the argument that, like, based on his college career, which was up and down, it was very sporadic, right? Mm-hmm. He probably should have gone undrafted, right? It is what it is. Like, it happened. But I will say his father, his dad did add fuel to the fire with some of the stuff he was saying.
He did. He definitely did.
He was talking about Bronny could play in the NBA right now. He's better than, like, what did he say? He's better than, like, half the NBA players right now. He did say that.
He did tweet that.
So
I will say that. Bronny did have a heart condition that
kind of
set him. I wonder if that set him back at all developmentally.
I wanted Bronny to transfer. I wanted him to transfer to, I can't remember the college, but LeBron's old high school teammate. He's the coach that I forgot the college, but.
Oh, Drew Joyce Jr. Yeah. I don't know where I can't think of the school
he coaches. Is it Duquesne? At. I can't remember, but. Yeah, I wanted Bronny to transfer there and then, you know, rehab, get better, develop there a few more years, and then go to the league. That's what I wanted to happen. That didn't happen, obviously. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're here now. And Bronny James is the G League player. Bryce James is going to the University of Arizona. Bryce James will full – I promise you, he will be a early first-round draft pick. Bryce James is nice.
I agree.
He is nice. So I'm looking forward to watching him play college basketball next year. Or is it next year or 2 years? What is it? Is Bryce a senior?
I think this is his senior.
I look forward to watching Bryce James in college basketball very, very soon. But okay, let's get the elephant in the room out of the way right now. Let's go ahead and discuss Saquon Barkley not pursuing the rushing record. Mm-hmm. If you're asking me how I feel about it as an Eagles fan, I understand it. I respect the decision. I would lie if I didn't say I was disappointed. Mm-hmm. I would lie if I didn't say I wouldn't want to see him obviously get the record, especially against the Giants. How poetic that would have been. But I get it, dude. Like, you know, it's a meaningless game. We're already locked into the 2 seed. Injuries happen 24/7, anytime, right? I mean, we're already down our top 2 quarterbacks technically, right? Jalen Hurts is still in concussion protocol. Mm-hmm. And so, God forbid, I mean, shoot, forget Saquon for a second, dude. God forbid Lane Johnson gets rolled up on or any of our old linemen or, you know, any of our key guys get rolled up on, and it's a wrap.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I understand Nick Sirianni's rationale. Like I said, I respect it. I'd probably make the same call. You know, it's a meaningless game. I do think Saquon will have other opportunities to get to the record. It is, like, bittersweet, though, because it's like, man, like, dude, if he would have got that record against the Giants.
No, even as a Cowboys fan, before it came out that he was sitting out, I thought, oh, like, how perfect is that for him?
Right, it's the perfect ending, right? Like, poetic. Like, it's so poetic.
Me, personally, if I was Saquon, I would want to break the record.
He came out and said he wanted to play. He wants to play, but
I mean, I wouldn't.
You would argue like you'd fight to play.
Yeah, they'd have to like.
Yeah, but you know what?
Just like,
but it's like okay, at that point, like you beat a dead horse, right? Because it's like okay, if Saquon plays, I mean, how would it even look if Saquon plays, but the rest of the starters don't play? You know what I'm saying? Like, why is 26 out there? We got. You got a third and second string guys out there?
Me personally, especially from, I think.
Like, would that not taint it? Would that not taint it for you?
No. I think.
Okay.
Because me personally, I'm a person who I want individual accolades just as much as I want team success.
Right. I think.
Now, if it was a crazy scenario where I had to pick either or, obviously I would pick the team success, but that's not necessarily how it worked. I remember last year when people were like, how right now I'm still mad about Dak not winning MVP and all that.
That go at some point, bro.
No, I'm just saying, like, bringing up a kind of like an example how,
okay,
regardless of how well we did last year, whether we won the Super Bowl, whether we lost in the first round like we did, had Dak won that award, it would have had no effect on that.
Right.
And not to mention, I think that, so like, I'm a person who wants both if I can get them. And even if I can't get the team, like, even if he were to, like, get the team, if the team were to lose, I would still want those individual awards. So, like, with Saquon, if I was an Eagles fan or if I was that, I would want Saquon Barkley to get that record.
Yeah.
Because he could still come into the playoffs and y'all can still go on and have y'all's team success. Like, I get there is a risk.
Or he could get the record and mess around and be out for the playoffs.
But I feel like
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Risk reward.
He could on the first, like, knock on with the first play. Play of the playoff. Like, but you never know.
But yeah, you're not wrong in that. I mean, shoot, I've been saying it all season, right? All I wanted to see was Saquon get the record. I said that so many times, and you know what? I'm not going to see it, but it is what it is. Look,
right.
I mean, the reality of the situation is, look, Saquon Barkley, I mean, look, the man's going to get all pro. He's going to be all pro this year.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? First team all pro. Much deserved. That better happen. He rushed for 2,000 yards the first time in his career. This is, you know, he's had a career year. So, like, all the individual accolades, like.
How many first-team All-Pro running backs are there? One?
Yeah. I think there's one, yeah.
I think it's
Saquon Barkley.
I think he deserves it over Derrick Henry. Yeah, but no. Be him and Derrick Henry. Like, Derrick Henry should be second team.
Yeah. No, that's not even a question. That shouldn't even be a question, bro. But, yeah, no, you know, with Saquon, dude, I mean, he could get hurt on any given play. But, you know, we don't have a bye, right? We're going straight into Wild Card Weekend. We got to play either the Packers or the Commanders at home, granted. But, like, still, so, you know, if we have an opportunity to take advantage of a bye, right, in the last week of the season in a meaningless game against the Giants, when we've already locked up the 2 seed, yeah, man, I say rest your guys up. Let them heal, man. You know, we got a long stretch ahead of us. We got a long playoff run, hopefully, upon us. And, like I said, I get it. You know, Saquon wanted to play. I wanted him to play, but I get it. I'll admit, I've heard, you know, some pundits talk about it, and it's like, well, if he's playing, but, like, your sole purpose of him playing in a meaningless game is to get the record, then it's kind of like, well, what is this for? Because, like, why is like I said before, why is Saquon playing? Why is 26 playing, but the rest of the stars aren't playing? Because you're not going to play Saquon and not have the best O-line in football out there blocking for him, right? But then that opens up the door to anything can happen, right? Anybody can get rolled up on. Anybody can get hurt at any given moment. And, yeah, that can happen in any given game. But like I said, like, this is our bye week because we don't get a bye. We go straight into Wild Card Weekend. And, you know, let everybody heal up, man. I get it. It's sad. It's disappointing. But I get it. I'm not mad at Nick Sirianni for it.
I think he can get it against the Giants with the backup line.
I said last week after we played y'all, I was like, Saquon could literally get the record in a quarter and a half. I truly believe that.
Yeah.
But we won't know. We won't see it. So maybe, you know, hopefully next year and years after that, he'll have an opportunity to beat it, to break it, to own the record. I think he'll get another opportunity. I mean, to me, this is his first season as an Eagle, right? He's shattering all the records. He's rushing for 2,000 yards. He had a heck of a career year, first year in Philly. You know, many, many more years of greatness are ahead of us, are ahead of him. You know, his season doesn't end the way, or maybe it does end for him the way he wants it to, right? Heading into a deep playoff run, number 2 seed, best team he's playing on by far. And, you know, it is what it is. I think Saquon Barkley, like, look, I told you, like, for me personally, this year for 2025, I'm still in the mantra for my QB1. Keep the main thing the main thing. Saquon Barkley is keeping the main thing the main thing. He said it time and time again. He's preached team accolades over individual awards, and mm-hmm. I respect him for it because, you know, the goal is to bring another Lombardi trophy back to Philadelphia, and he is the key piece to doing that. So, yeah, man, again, like I said, I'm disappointed. I'm not going to act like I'm not. Obviously, I want to see him break the record. I don't think this will be his last opportunity to break the record. But, you know, it is what it is. We got our starters sitting out, and our season, our regular season, in effect, is over. And, you know, that's where we're at with it. But, you know, in terms of, you know, we're talking about individual accolades and everything. I wanted to revisit Joe Burrow for you because I have two questions for you. Question number one. Are you still not that high on Joe Burrow? Like, after this season, are you still not that high on Joe Burrow after what you've seen this season?
He's still in the same place, the second tier with everyone else.
I just want to throw this at you. Joe Burrow he's broken the record now. He has had 8 straight games with 250 or more yards and 3-plus touchdowns. 8 straight games. He has the record now, right? On the season, Joe Burrow has thrown for 4,600 yards, 42 touchdowns, and 8 interceptions. Now, to me, I'm not going to lie to you. If Cincy sneaks into the playoffs, I think Joe Burrow should get some real consideration for MVP, dog.
Absolutely not.
That's crazy. You're the numbers guy. I just listed off those numbers to you.
Yeah, but we talked about, I said it last week, the numbers come into the team aspect of the game. Like, they do, it is that you can't win it with the barely above 500 record. You need.
But if he makes the play, if they make the playoffs,
that's irrelevant. Making the playoffs.
Why is that irrelevant?
Because that's
I think it'd be irrelevant if they didn't make it.
Because it's not indicative of how into that's more. I was just talking to this about. I was just having this exact argument with the with my friend Lance, who's a Dolphins fan. Who's he's because the Dolphins right now are still fighting. Because right now, because before in this game, like the Dolphins are technically still fighting for the playoffs.
Yeah, and, they're not gonna do nothing.
But at the same time, they have the same record as the Cowboys do. So I said, y'all. He was like, oh, we're still my team, still fighting for the playoffs. We have the same record. Y'all that's fighting just, for the playoffs. Just that's more indicative of the rest of the conference.
Yeah, yeah.
The same with the Cincinnati right now. They right. don't have a good record. It's the
well, they're 8-8 right now.
They're in a bad division.
Yeah,
for one.
And, oh no! I wouldn't say bad division.
I mean, not the conference. There, like,
yeah, the AFC is a little. It's a little like end, lopsided.
It's top heavy. That yeah, back end yeah, is really yeah. shaky.
Right, so right.
They would be sneaking in the playoffs.
It's subjective, but
I think that's not that doesn't I don't just, think that I'm warrants sorry. The MVP.
I'm sorry, dude, but like I have watched Joe Burrow multiple times this year, and you know you're the same guy. You defended Joe Burrow and his play because of his defense or lack of his defense making showing up for him, right? You made that point a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, man, if they sneak into the playoffs, if they sneak in. I think he needs to get some real consideration for MVP. I mean, look, Lamar's throwing for 3,900 yards, 34 touchdowns, 4 picks, 121 passer rating. Joe Burrow has a 109 passer rating. Lamar Jackson is deserving number 2. Josh Allen, to me, he's – I mean, it's crazy because, like, the media's race right now is Josh Allen and Lamar, right?
Mm-hmm.
To me, I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. Joe Burrow needs to be in consideration. If they make the playoffs, he needs to be in consideration. That man is literally having a career year like nobody's business, and it's almost going unnoticed.
I don't think we'd see any other quarterback with a 500 either a game above when 500 MVP, record.
We might even I need be money to look that
even
up.
Be even in the conversation.
I need to look that up then because I'm sorry. I truly just okay. So if Cincy had a if they were 10-6 right now, Joe Burrow's in the conversation.
He's in the if
he's probably the front runner.
What are the Ravens?
The Ravens are they've lost 5 games, so they're 11-5.
Yeah, oh, he's definitely in the conversation. But, yeah, he's absolutely in the conversation, and it should be the front runner.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
That's crazy.
I think if the records are within a game or two of each other,
right.
then, yeah. But if you're 4 or 5 games behind.
I'm sorry, dude. I truly.
You know who I think should be in the conversation who's not getting any, pretty much, who's pretty much getting no recognition? Who's Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
I feel like it's actually just like.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This one is because his name is Sam.
People
Darnold,
are waiting for not, the other shooter drop,
and it's
they're
just like
for the other shooter drop.
It's been the entire season. He's had some
iffy moments though. I'm not gonna lie, but he's balled out for most of the year though. I'm not gonna deny that.
I feel like it's too his entire body of work overshadows any. Miscues because what the miscues
this
yeah they've what I think that he had a couple games they've what lost 2 games
they've lost 3
3 I know one and one was to the Lions on a last second field goal who's also the other best team in the NFC or top 3 team in the
that's
NFC y'all
be a heck
y'all,
of a game this Sunday bro
but
heck of a game
I think any other quarterback who's leading a team like who's leading one of the top 3 teams in the NFC has the numbers that Sam Darnold has would be in that conversation. But because his career was what it was before this year,
right.
he's just not getting any of that
recognition. No, Sam Darnold should be in the conversation.
I'm
a Joe Burrow guy. I've told you that before. I've said that many times. I'm a Joe Burrow guy. I love Joe Burrow. I love the attitude he brings. I love the mentality he has. I love his approach to the game of football. To me, it's almost criminal to just not even recognize the greatness this man is displaying this season, right? Like, everybody's talking about Jamar Chase. He's about to have the triple crown, but it's like, look at the guy who's throwing him the ball to get the triple crown, man. I'm sorry. Joe Burrow's balling this year. And to me, I mean, MVP is probably gonna be Lamar, because Baltimore, they're starting to steamroll people. You know, Josh Allen, his numbers, they're just not there. But the media, they're really trying to force Josh Allen.
It really does. Some of the things I've seen, terms of conversation regarding him, is like no one else would be getting this type of
right. Hey, I love Josh Allen. I love Josh Allen. If he gets it, I won't be mad. I do think he's deserving of it. I do think Lamar deserves it more. That I truly believe Joe Burrow needs to get his recognition, man.
I would not be mad if Josh Allen got it.
Would you be mad if Joe Burrow got it?
Absolutely.
See, that's crazy.
Absolutely. The only I would be if Josh Allen got it, I'd be fine with
you're
me.
You're fine. Gets it, you're fine. Joe Burrow gets it, you're mad.
Yes.
That's crazy. And is that only because Dak didn't get it?
Well, last year. Well. With them, that would be why I'd be okay with them two winning. If Josh Allen got it, that would just be them being consistent from last year.
Right.
So if Lamar Jackson got it, that would just mean Dak absolutely deserved it last year. But if Joe Burrow got it, I think that disrespects plenty of people who didn't get it in the past.
Dude, I'm sorry. Joe Burrow. You gotta vote for me, dog. You gotta vote for me, man.
I feel like this isn't. I have to go back and look, but I feel like people have done.
I need to see like what MVP records in the past have been. You know, compared.
Well, I know the actual winners' records have been high, like pretty decent.
Well, I need to see if like, anybody who's games, won.
But I'm saying even people in general putting up numbers with having a bad record, like what.
I need to see. Well, surely no one's won a bad record. I mean, maybe like way, way back, right? But I'm going to see if any MVP in the past has won with a 500 record.
Oh, I can almost guarantee that's never happened.
Yeah, well, I'll do my research. We'll find out. We spoke about it before. I literally said it. The regular season for us is over. Season's been over for y'all.
Absolutely.
It's about to be week 18. How would you recap the year for the Dallas Cowboys, 2024, 2025?
Oh, this has absolutely been one of the worst years in recent history.
Okay.
Might even be probably the worst year since we've had Dak as Dak and Zeke, that era.
Yeah, definitely.
2020 was bad, but it was COVID year.
Was that when he broke his ankle?
That was when he broke his ankle. It was COVID year. CD was a rookie, so we didn't really even know what we had there.
Yeah, no. This year, like, y'all, I mean, granted, I didn't have high expectations for the Dallas Cowboys, but, you know, they were pretty high for majority of people coming into the season, and y'all just faltered.
Just looking at this most recent game, I just want to mention something. Like, this was something back to what Jerry said the first time we played, because I think the Eagles game was the very first game Cooper Rush played this season.
Yep.
And there was a quote Jerry said when he got, and it got kind of misconstrued. He said something like along the lines of he thought the team would look better without Dak.
I remember
and
you saying that.
It wasn't like he thought they would look better without Dak. He thought without Dak they would look better than they did, and that's all behind Cooper Rush. And while I can fully admit Cooper Rush is not the best quarterback, he's obviously a career backup. He's a solid backup. For some reason, when it comes to the Eagles, he looks like the worst quarterback I've ever seen. I don't know what it is. It has the same thing last season, the same thing this season. He's been serviceable. He's been decent, middle of the pack.
Yeah.
But against Philadelphia, it turns to complete trash. And I just had to acknowledge that. Like I said, we had no real expectations without winning the game.
Right.
We were both playing with backup quarterbacks, but CD was missing from the game.
Hey, kudos to Dallas on finally putting him on the shelf.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he takes one more hit, man. Who knows?
Right.
I'll give y'all credit for making that move.
Yeah, that shoulder injury could have gotten a lot worse than it already is.
Yep.
But, like going into the game, like I said, didn't have many expectations. But, Cooper Rush just looks like he doesn't know how to play football anymore.
Yeah.
When he lines up against y'all.
Real quick, I just want to say, I know I got on here and I said Kenny Pickett. I didn't call him trash. I just said I didn't believe in him. I will give credit when credit is due. He played a good quarter and a half against the Cowboys. The first quarter was, but he had a heater second quarter. Played really well the second quarter. I will give him credit when credit is due. But I will also say, did you see my man Tanner McKee, dog?
Oh, yeah.
He just stepped in and started throwing. Man.
Brings me to my next point. Mike Zimmer. I mean.
Oh, he's is he? Yep.
He was already done, but it's just like.
Well, you were kind of like. You were open to the idea of bringing him back.
I wasn't open to the idea of bringing him back. I was more open to the fact that he was getting the chance to prove himself. But he really had already ran out of time for that. So, but in that situation, in that position,
yeah.
I get we are down a lot of players.
Yeah.
But like I said, there's some things that are coaching malpractice. When you have Andrew Booth one-on-one with Devontae Smith all game.
Well, y'all don't have anybody. Well, yeah.
There's different ways to game plan there against that. We do have Deron Bland. And so, and A.J. Brown did score a touchdown and almost had another one, though, one-handed. But if that's what.
Dude, that. Oh, my God.
If that's what happens. That Deron Bland is an all-pro.
Right.
A.J. Brown is an all-pro. Yeah. You got to let those guys match up.
Right.
Devontae Smith. Double. Now, he isn't. He hasn't been a Pro Bowler, I don't think.
But he
has the ability.
He's a Pro Bowl caliber receiver.
Right.
To me, he's an all-pro caliber receiver, if I'm being honest. But go ahead.
To put a fifth rounder on him one-on-one, that's not that. That's not the same as A.J. Brown and Deron Bland and Deron Bland getting beat.
Right.
You have to put help on him. You have to double-team him.
Right.
Let Deron Bland go one-on-one with A.J. Brown and do it. And he just did not do that. Got cooked all game.
Yeah.
That's why Tanner McKee was able to do what he did. That's why Kenny Pickett was able to come in. That they, I mean, that our defense. We, like I said, we are down players. Trayvon Diggs is hurt. DeMarcus Lawrence is hurt. But
right.
The players we have in these recent weeks have shown to be better than that, and they've shown Mike Zimmer has shown a little bit better than that. And I just don't know what that was.
Yeah,
that was just it was a all around atrocity from both sides. So. Like I said, Mike Zimmer, you didn't have many chances to prove yourself, but you.
So for you, that game was the final nail in the coffin for Mike Zimmer, McCarthy and company. We spoke about this last week and time again. It really seems like McCarthy at the very least is coming back. I don't know if he's bringing Mike Zimmer and those guys back, but.
And I don't. I mean, if you just look at that game, it looked like that team quit. Just from the play calling, even from a play calling aspect, it didn't even look like
they were
trying to run plays. Even Kevontae Turpin came out and said it. He said about how he was just disappointed in the play calling, just because.
Did he say that verbatim?
He was just. I don't have the exact quote.
Just
talking about his disappointment with the play calling, because without CD, he felt that it would have gave them a chance to show what they could do, and they didn't even try anything down the field.
Yeah.
And that was very apparent when watching the game.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I wasn't even going to really get on here and talk about the game, because it was a throwaway game for y'all. I mean, for us, up in the air, Jalen Hurts didn't play. It was a lot of stuff going on with that game. Nevertheless, man, the Cowboys it's been the trend all season, right? They've looked good in moments, but for the most part, they just look like they didn't look like a good team on most Sundays. So, I know you were speaking about the season recap before. I mean, this year for you, you just feel like it was a bad year from start to finish?
Yeah, for sure. It had bad in every aspect.
Right.
From an injury standpoint, from just a team aspect from before the season started. When you look back on it, you look around the league and see what other teams did. You guys signing Saquon, the Ravens signing
Derrick Henry.
The Packers signing
Josh Jacobs,
the Vikings signing Aaron Jones. The Texans signing Joe Mixon.
Yep.
You can look at look across the entire league. Moves were made, and we signed Ezekiel Elliott, who got cut
recently,
apparently by his request, to try to find a spot on a contender.
See who signed Zeke.
Yeah, we'll see which contender would want to do that.
I know.
I don't know what he would bring that anyone doesn't already have.
Leadership, that's what they would say, but I don't know about that, but.
Ezekiel Elliott is one of my favorite players of all time. Right. Leadership is not one of his outstanding qualities.
I think Zeke might be done, bro. I think his time in the league might be up.
Wouldn't be surprised. I mean, most people don't get to really choose when they go out.
No, they do not.
I mean, he... it sucks that he ever played for another franchise, but I would
want to see him... Seeing him with the Patriots is weird.
Right. I would want to see him retire as a Cowboy, but, I mean, it is what it is. If he can find another spot, more power to him. I'm all for it. I love... I'm never against our players going to find another place when that time is right. So if he can do that, more, like I said, more power to him. But his time with the Cowboys is officially done. I don't think there'll be a third trilogy with Zeke Elliott on the Cowboys.
Unless he retires, he signs a one-day contract. Right. But I mean, what you just said is synonymous with the Cowboys season. It's just, it's been a sad one. It's been a disaster from start to finish. I'm not even just saying that as an Eagles fan. I'm just saying as an objective football fan, like, I don't know what it is, man. I mean, I'm with you. I think Mike McCarthy needs to go. I think y'all just need to start fresh. I think Jerry Jones needs to take a huge step back and get some football people in there.
Absolutely.
But we know that's not going to happen. We know your owner does not operate like that. And it is very likely that Mike McCarthy is running it back next year. Maybe he'll get a new defensive coordinator. Maybe he'll get an offensive guy in there, you know, that he'll take a step back from calling plays, but probably not because Mike McCarthy notoriously has to run the show. So
that was his problem with Kellen. But this, with this, I understood it with this being the last year on his contract, and this was supposed to be like the prove it year, and like last year being, if this is going to be his last year, being in his hands, him being in control.
Right.
But like I said, if they're bringing him back, then let somebody else do that.
He needs to, If he gets the opportunity to run it back, he needs to take a long, hard look in the mirror and just say, all right, let me get a younger guy in here, just somebody who knows the modern-day offense.
Right.
Let me just let him, you know, if I feel like something needs to, you know, change or whatever, like, you can have input on the offense, but let the man, whoever it is, run the show. I don't even know who would be at this point, right? There are so many, you know, young coaches out there and young QB gurus or whatever. They're always looking for the next Sean McVay, right? That's the saying nowadays. They're always looking for the next Sean McVay. So, yeah, man, it's going to be a long off season for the Cowboys. Y'all still got to pay Micah. Who else? Y'all got to pay somebody? Y'all got to pay Deron, right?
We got to pay Micah, Oso Digizua, Jordan Lewis. Those are the three guys.
Okay.
I need to be on the Cowboys next year.
Yeah.
Who have contracts coming up. And we have the money to do it. Cowboys fans, do not let Jerry and Steven tell you they don't have enough money.
You know what? You know what I don't like? Okay. And this ain't even about the Cowboys, but like, so the Bengals, right? T. Higgins, you had a monster game against Denver, right? And
tell me about it. You saw my tweet.
I did see your tweet.
Because I needed Jamar to have all of those touchdowns. Yeah.
He had a few drops, which was crazy.
I'm in the fantasy championship right now, and it's not going too well.
No. That's funny. But no. Back to my T. Higgins point. I had said, like, man, like, the Bengals are really going to miss T. Higgins when he leaves, because he is, I mean, I've said it before and I'll say it again, the Bengals have two number one receivers. And, you know, people talking about, like, Jamar needs to get paid. Like, they still haven't paid T, bro.
They haven't paid either
they
one.
They haven't paid T. Right. But, like, you going to pay Jamar because, like, you're not going to let Jamar leave the building. But T. Higgins? Like, if you think he's going to take a discount?
No. That's my biggest problem with what Jerry's doing. That number two receiver, I think, is the key component on the teams that are competitive.
Yeah.
I think you look across the league, that T. Higgins, that Devontae Smith, kind of guy, that is what really sets teams apart.
Yeah.
And Jameson Williams right now for the Lions, I think. Addison right now for the Vikings. Yep. Like, those guys right now are capable of being that guy. If you can't go to Justin Jefferson, you can't go to A.J. Brown.
Right.
You need to have that. And so if the Bengals lose that, I think
the Bengals are going to lose that.
They're going to take even that, because right now their defense is what's making them lose game, and their offense is what's kind of helping them keep it afloat. But I think without T. Higgins, that offense takes a giant step.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It does. It. But you know what? I will say, and Cincy, they knew that because they drafted Jermaine Burton from Alabama. They drafted him in like the second or third round. Like they knew. They know what's gonna happen. Man, they can play all they want. Mike Brown can say all he want. Whatever. We know Mike Brown's the cheapest owner in the NFL.
Bro, I don't know their cap situation. Can they actually afford him, or are they just not?
From my understanding, I could be wrong. Jamar Chase is gonna command like majority of their cap at this point.
Well, because Justin Jefferson got what 35, and yeah, he's at 34.
Yeah, so
he'll probably be 40.
And Jamar, right? Because he look at the season he's having. He's about to get the triple crown. Like, and God, they could have paid T last year. They didn't do it. They franchised him. He didn't, you know, he wanted to get T. Higgins is gone. I'm calling it right now. T. Higgins is gone. I will be shocked if he returns as a Cincinnati Bengal next year. He is gone. All right, so Cincy, y'all better hope y'all sneak into the playoffs so Joe Burrow can make one last use.
Do you think he's going to get paid as yes. in that 34, 35?
T. Higgins?
Yeah.
I think he'll definitely be mid 30s for sure. T. Higgins,
they can't afford that.
T. Higgins to me is, I'm so serious. T. Higgins to me, if Jamar Chase is not on that team, he's number one wide receiver.
Well, that's true, but Devontae, those guys, they don't make
it. We signed Devontae to a steal. Howard Rose was a magician. We signed Devontae Smith to a steal. If Devontae Smith was on any other team, he wouldn't have signed the deal he signed with us. He signed a 3-year, $72 million deal. We got Devontae Smith for a bargain. I'm not even. Thank you. All right, I love you, Slim. I love you, dog. We signed him to a deal. All right, a steal. That's what Howie Roseman did. T. Higgins, he will command at least mid 30s. There's no way, bro. There's no way. I'm telling you, dog. If Jamar Chase wasn't on that team, T. Higgins would be the number one receiver on the Bengals. And I mean, I'll say it before and I'll say it again. I get it. Why, since he drafted Jamar Chase, it's worked out for the most part, I guess. Hasn't won you a Super Bowl yet, but we'll see. If the Bengals would have drafted Penei Sewell, because, you know, Joe Burrow still gets put on his backside majority of the time, since he may be looking real different right now. That's all I'm saying. Because you could have had Penei Sewell, and you already had T. Higgins, and they had Tyler Boyd at the time. So you already had your number one and number two wide receiver. So I'm just playing what if. But yeah, no, T. Higgins, he's gone, bro. And he's going to go. There's talk of him going to the Patriots because, you know, the Patriots, they have Drake May. He needs a receiver. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have all the cap space in the world. And, I mean, if I'm T. Higgins, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Money talks, bro. I get it. And then the Patriots, you may say, they're suck or they're not contenders right now. Yeah, well, maybe T. Higgins can change that, can help change that, right? So, I don't know, man. I don't know what the Chargers cap space is looking like. If I'm the Chargers, I'm looking at T. Higgins or trying to get T. Higgins. If I'm the Patriots, I'm trying to get T. Higgins. If I'm anybody with a young quarterback that just needs a receiver, I'm looking at T. Higgins. Or if I feel like I'm a contending team and I'm a receiver away, I'm looking for T. Higgins. Dude, if I'm now granted, this ain't gonna happen, but with the Chiefs, and there was a little bit of talk of this happening, but if the Chiefs, because Mike Evans was going to be a free agent last year, dude, I literally said if the Chiefs got Mike Evans, that would have been unfair.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm not going to lie, I would have loved to have seen it because I would have loved to have seen Patrick Mahomes with Mike Evans. That didn't happen, obviously. But, I mean, yeah, no, T. Higgins, he's good as gone. I'm calling it right now. He's good as gone.
Yeah, no, don't disagree.
You know what I'm saying? Shoot, I mean, y'all, if y'all were to mess around and get a T. Higgins, that could really open things up for your offense.
Oh, we definitely need one, but that's what I'm saying. We can't afford.
You have to get him in the draft.
T. Higgins.
You got to find your guy in the draft.
We can't afford another number. While we do need a number one, number two receiver.
You just pay CD. You're not going to pay.
We can't afford two number one receivers.
Not going to happen.
Contracts.
And now, correct me if I'm wrong, did y'all sign Brandon Cooks to an extension?
No, not yet. This is the last year on his deal.
Okay. Yeah. No, so, yeah, no. T. Higgins, he deserves all the money he's about to get. I don't think he's going to get in Cincy. And truth be told, I mean, Mike Brown, y'all played chicken too long, man. You played chicken long enough with somebody, they're gonna call you a bluff.
For sure.
They're going to call you a bluff. And to me, I think T. Higgins is as good as going. I really do. Well, you know, like I said, playoff regular season is essentially over. Week 18, it's over for, you know, half of the league, you know, resting our starters and getting ready for the playoffs. Obviously, only one of us are going to be looking and watching the playoffs intently, you know, with the Eagles being the number two seed. You know, right now it's looking like we'll most likely play the Packers. It could be the Commanders, though. I mean, I'm here for it. It's going to be in Lincoln Financial Field. It's going to be in Philly.
Right.
Hard rocking game. I mean, truth be told, I'm not going to say I expect us to. Well, you know what? No, I'm going to say I expect us to run the table. If we're fully healthy, hopefully Jalen Hurts can get back, dude. I mean, you taking 2 weeks off, you know, to get back from this concussion protocol, man. I hope he's locked and loaded and ready to go. They haven't really said much about him. They just keep talking about he's still in the concussion protocol, so we don't really know what's going on with that situation. I am cautiously optimistic. I've used that phrase a lot this season. I'm cautiously optimistic. If we got the Packers, so be it. I just saw them put up, in my eyes, a goose egg against the Vikings. They did not look good. Matt LaFleur looked very frustrated and flustered. Jordan Love also. They kind of made a game out of it late, but it was, to me, it was too little too late. And then the Commanders, I mean, we've beat Washington. We've lost to Washington. You can beat Washington as long as, you know, to me, if Jalen Hurts doesn't get hurt, we beat them 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm just, like I said, 1 week at a time. You know, hopefully our Tanner McKee and company can finish the season on a good note and beat up on the lowly Giants.
Right.
You know, it's a bye week for our key guys. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm cautiously optimistic, man. I'm ready for the playoffs to be here. Meaningful football is here. We are a part of it. We got an invite to the dance, and you know, the quest of the Super Bowl, to me, it starts now. So, you know, I'm ready. I'm excited. I'm anxious. Philadelphia, man, playoff football. There's nothing like it, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I'm super excited, bro. I can't wait. But. Who would you, let me ask something, who, if you had to pick right now, who's in the Super Bowl?
The Lions and the Chiefs.
Okay. Who you got in the AFC and NFC Championship games?
I think it'll be the Chiefs and the Ravens.
Okay.
Again, what? And then.
The Lions, obviously, and then who else?
I don't know who makes it out of you and the Vikings, y'all and the Vikings.
The Vikings, you know what, I will say the Vikings, I don't think they're pretenders. I don't think they're pretenders. I think they are real. I think they are coming. I think this Sunday's game against the Lions will tell. I mean, that's for the division,
right?
So that can tell us. I mean, I don't even say it's gonna tell us everything because the Lions. I think. I mean, the Lions are legit too, right? But man, Minnesota, dude, when they're rolling, they're scary. Mm-hmm. I'm not even gonna lie to you, they're scary. But you know what? I said it before. I'll say it again. I want Detroit's head. I want Minnesota's head. Anybody that stands in our way, man, I want their heads on a spike. I'm not scared of Minnesota. I'm not scared of Detroit because, as I've said before, Philadelphia is the most talented team in the league. And as long as all our guys stay healthy and we play disciplined football, we play our brand of football, I think we can play with anybody. And I think we can roll anybody when we get hot. So, yeah, I mean, I'm an Eagles fan. Obviously, I'm going to take us. I mean, could the Vikings beat us? Yeah. Could the Lions beat us? Yeah. I'm not running from that. I mean, shoot, dude, we got bounced by Tampa last year, right? So, yeah, look, could we lose? Yeah. Am I anticipating us losing? No, especially not in the wild card round. I think we'll make easy work of the Packers or the Commanders or whoever, you know, whichever one of those teams we end up playing. But I'm definitely watching that Minnesota and Detroit game very, very close.
For sure.
Because Minnesota, those dudes are balling right now. Not going to lie, Detroit, I mean, they're still playing well, but, you know, they're overcoming a lot right now.
A lot of injuries.
They're overcoming a lot right now, so we'll see. We'll see if they can sort of be the little engine that could. We'll see how far that train takes them. And you know, we'll go from there.
I agree.
Yeah.
I don't think the other teams have too much of a chance. The Commanders, I think, are the Bucs in the playoffs?
They are in the hunt, I believe. No, actually, I think right now they're in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't think those teams have. Although the Bucs aren't a team I would just completely give no shot. I think they're a step below the three teams.
Respectfully, right? Like every team that makes it to the playoffs, they have a puncher's shot.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I'm not gonna sit here and say they don't, but you know, there's the Chiefs.
There's levels to it.
There's the Chiefs. There's the Ravens. The Bills. There's the Lions, the Vikings, the Eagles, right? Like, those six teams right there, man.
There's a difference between, like, clinched and teams that are in the
hunt. Yeah, right. Like, we're the 2-seed for a reason. Right. So, yeah, man, it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a fun one. If I had to pick right now, I'd say the Super Bowl. I think it might be us versus Baltimore, man. Because I think Baltimore, I think they could absolutely beat Kansas City right now. Mm. And pretty handily, honestly. The way they're playing right now, Baltimore looks unstoppable. I'm not going to lie to you. But we will find out in 2 weeks and some change.
Yep.
Wild card weekend is almost upon us. You wanted to speak on NBA viewership. We're switching gears a little bit, but
yeah.
You wanted to speak on NBA viewership. You have an opinion on why you think it is so low?
Yeah, well, so that's been a big topic of discussion lately about the league wondering why. And I know exactly. It's not an opinion. It's a fact.
What is the fact?
The one, they make it impossible to watch games. The NBA league pass you need, the different packages, you gotta have every streaming service. It's almost impossible to watch NBA games.
Okay, so you feel like it's what's the word? Oh, gatekeeping?
Yeah, they just don't make the games accessible for the common fan.
Yeah.
The diehard fans who are what make sure to watch their team no matter what, they're using streaming services nowadays.
Yeah.
So that
I am one of those people, I will admit.
I am as well. But so that's taking a big hit to those numbers aren't calculated, obviously.
Right.
And then third, the way teams load manage and just team superstars not the players basically just not taking the regular season as serious.
You got fans paying $400 or $500 to see LeBron or Kawhi or whatever, and
been a victim. A couple years ago, the Lakers came to San Antonio to play the Spurs. I lived in San Marcos at the time. LeBron sat out, didn't find that out.
AD sat out too, or was he out? Oh, you probably already heard, but
I can't remember if AD played. I can't remember. I just remember finding out literally.
Load management doesn't work, by the way. Anybody who says it does, you're lying. It literally does not work. There's no proof. Actually, there have been people that say there have literally been people that say load management hurts the cost.
I think the Spurs when they Greg started Popovich. It, I yep. think they had the they when they were actually doing it. And weren't trying to use it, take advantage of it, and trying to use it as a weapon. They were just, it was just kind of a part of the Spurs culture.
Right.
And it was more so when their players, when Manu, Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, and all them got kind of older.
Right.
Is when that load management
came in. And they were still winning. That's the thing. That it's like, if they weren't winning, nobody would have said, look what Greg Popovich did. No, they would have said, why did you do that? You know what I'm saying?
Think a lot of people are trying to mimic what he did, and they're just taking the wrong aspects of it. And I think that's another big part is just that if I can't count on LeBron to care about this random Tuesday game, why am I even going to tune in?
Right. No, I feel you. I don't disagree with anything you just said. What I will add to it is me personally, I also feel I think it's also two more things. I think it's the style of basketball that is played nowadays, right? It's a lot of threes. It's just jacking up jump shots, right? There really is no mid-range game. Dudes don't hunt for taking somebody's head off nowadays, right? You got a John Morant doing it. You got a Anthony Edwards doing it a little bit. Zion, you'd expect him to do it more. But, you don't have dudes looking and searching and hunting to yam on guys. You know what I'm saying? You don't see that often anymore. And to me, that's a part of it. NBA players have lost their competitive edge. Dudes want to be so buddy-buddy nowadays. They don't want to compete against each other. They want to play with each other. And it's why – I respect the Giannis's, the Jimmy Butler's, the Russell Westbrook's. I respect that because to me, the way you approach the game, we're not friends on this court. I'm trying to take your head off, play in and play out. They don't want that anymore, dude. Look at the All-Star game. The All-Star game is a joke.
I disagree with that.
What, that the, what, everything I just said?
Not the, I also think the All-Star game is a joke, but okay, the whole that players want to be buddy-buddy.
You so disagree, that's why how do you disagree game, with that?
Because I felt like that has no effect on the game.
I'm saying like...
Like the way the way the Knicks just kind of joined up. Like,
not like that, though. I mean, like, okay, Giannis, right? Giannis literally said, like...
He doesn't work out with players. He doesn't work out with other players. And,
right.
But... That wasn't the whole, like, the, people think, that wasn't how it was back in the day. People think it is. Magic Johnson and Isaiah Thomas, they were friends.
Yeah, not those, yeah, like, yeah, they but
were
it's
guys,
like.
Yes, there were guys who hated each other. Michael Jordan and Isaiah Thomas hated
like,
each other.
I don't know,
there
man. Guys like that now. It's like, I don't feel like even like 20, like early 2020, like 2010s basketball, right? NBA basketball. Like, it just, it felt different. I can't, it's like, I'm watching Derrick Rose and the Bulls. You know, try to come on the come up and make these runs in the playoffs and everything, right? And you're watching LeBron, you know, have to fight with, you know, with Cleveland, fight against Boston, try to get over that hurdle, all this and that. Like, I just see
that in, like, right now. Like,
do Luka, you see that?
Luka and the Suns and him and Devin Booker, Trey Young and the Knicks.
It like, just they, don't, it don't feel like it. Like,
I get that feeling.
I don't feel that. I don't know, man.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
To me,
I think another reason the viewership, I think there are teams that just, like the Cavaliers right now, they're one of the best teams in basketball right
they
now.
They are.
And it's just,
but they're a small market team.
They just don't get that exposure because they're not doing it with the LeBron as
they're
the
a,
face.
I mean, they're
it.
A small market
they have
team.
Donovan
yeah.
Mitchell, but he's just not, he's not the face of the league.
No,
so it's
no,
just like,
not.
I feel like exposure.
So what do you say? Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think you're wrong. I mean, yeah. Well, it's crazy because like you look at other small market teams like the Thunder, they have. A perennial MVP candidate, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
The best team in the NBA.
Right, but like they're the Oklahoma City Thunder, so it's like, I mean, you're watching them now because of Shai and the company, but, you know, they're a small market team. They're only going to get so much exposure.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you're wrong in that. Okay, so what do you say to my thing about the style of play? Like, it's just, to me, it's a lot of threes.
Definitely a lot of threes.
Like, is that fun for you to watch, just dudes jacking up jump shots? It's not fun for me to watch.
It's not fun.
It's not fun.
Like, I just...
I want to see somebody with a handle. I want to see somebody, like, try to take it in the paint. I want to see dudes try to yam on each other, but you don't see that often no more. Like, dudes don't want it like that no more, I don't feel like.
Yeah, I can say. I guess I don't see people dunking on each other anymore, but I feel like... analytics kind of played a part in that. Just
yeah,
like the
that could be another part of
just
the whole.
The three is the
best shot.
Yeah,
right.
Like that's
yeah.
the best. That's the shot everyone's looking for. So
no, that's the shot everybody's taking. Greg Popovich said it best. He said, I think he said it like a few years ago. He's like, if you want to see how a team won or lost a game, check to see how many threes they made. That's what he said.
Yeah.
So he said, and that's the sad reality. That's the NBA basketball nowadays. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't disagree with anything you said. I just, and maybe like, you know, part of it's for like, for me as a viewing fan, how I want to see the game.
Mm-hmm.
I just, I want to see dudes that want to go out there and compete and take their heads off, man. Like, respectfully, obviously. Come on, man. This is the highest level of basketball being played, right? And whether it's basketball, football, or whatever. That's what we want at the end of the day, right? We want the highest level of competition. We want the highest level of intensity. At least for me, that's what I want to see displayed day in and day out. And I don't feel like I get that on a consistent basis with the NBA. And to me, it's sad, man. It's hard to watch sometimes. I'm not going to lie to you. For me, at least.
I understand that.
Yeah. speaking of basketball, before we get on out of here, because you had said that Jeff Teague, to me, said an outlandish thing.
Yeah, on the 520 podcast, they were. I don't know who brought it up, but I think it was mentioned to them basically that just something about Asia Wilson being able to beat an NBA player 1-on-1, and he started by saying she wouldn't be able to beat any NBA player 1-on-1. Went on to say not even a G League player 1-on-1, and then went on to even say not a single college, like a D1 college player 1-on-1. And You said that's what you just said.
That is so disrespectful.
I think.
And you said you agree.
It could be disrespectful, but I don't think that mean it doesn't mean it isn't
you
true.
You think it's a fact.
I feel like maybe saying college players is a bit of a stretch.
That's crazy, man.
I think any top-level college player that's on the top 25 team, yes, G League, yes, NBA, absolutely.
So, okay, because I just thought about this. As you said, G League, can Bronny James beat Asia Wilson?
Yes. They're the same height. She's probably a few pounds bigger than her. Because that's what you're not – I don't think that's what people
are – I hear what you're saying about – As a post
player,
yes.
you can – those moves in your game only works when you overpower and are bigger than those people.
So you don't think Asia Wilson could overpower Bronny James right now?
No.
I'm sorry, man. She is a three-time MVP. She is literally. I feel
like that has no.
She is literally the best women's basketball player on the planet
at all.
So I have to give her a shot.
I don't disagree that she's the best player, but I think there is a clear separation between men's physical strength and women's physical strength.
I don't. I hear you.
When it comes to post players, I think when you're 6'4 and your whole game is to back people down,
dude,
as a post player, there's nothing Asia you can do Wilson. When a guard, when somebody your exact same size can drive, dribble, do all that.
I gotta give her a shot.
I don't know what that means.
It means I have to me, I gotta take Asia versus the field. I gotta. I'm sorry.
What do you think she would be successful at and how?
At winning the game. I think she would just figure it out. Dude, I'm sorry.
What would she be able to do? I'm serious. Like, because her game, how do you think she would be able to back down people that are stronger than her?
Here's the thing. I'm not so sure Jeff Teague and Bronny James are stronger than Asia Wilson right now.
Well, how? I think you take a grown man that's the same size as a woman, 100 times out of 100.
Okay, so let me ask something. Do you think Trae Young is stronger than Asia Wilson? Trae Young is 6'1", soaking wet. Do you think he's stronger than Asia Wilson?
I think that's my point. So you would have to be even Trae Young. You have to be a smaller man than Asia Wilson for her strength to be.
Do you
equal.
Think Steph Curry is stronger than Asia Wilson? Yes. You think he's stronger than Asia Wilson? You think Ja Morant is stronger than Asia Wilson?
Yes.
Ja Morant, who's skin and bones?
Yes.
You think he's stronger than Asia Wilson?
Absolutely.
I'm not saying he isn't, but I don't know, dog. They may be comparable.
The disconnect is, I think that, like, the strength aspect, in terms of a random man off the street, me, anybody who's just not a actual NBA, who does NBA workouts, no. She's strong. Would she be able to demolish me in a one-on-one game? Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
But I think that's where the comparison is. I've played against D1 college basketball players. I've played against varsity when I was a freshman basketball player.
Yes.
That's where, like, across the nation – freshman boys basketball players play against varsity girls basketball players because that's
South
where,
Carolina literally has a like men's practice basketball team for the women's basketball team.
And it's just random guys that go to
it's their intramural team. Look, whatever. That's besides the point. I feel so disrespectful if I just said Asia Wilson cannot. Dude, you talking about college players? No, I'm sorry.
Any college player who goes to a top 25 D1 school, absolutely. It's because they're just borderline NBA G League players.
I'm sorry, dude. I gotta give Asia a shot, bro. I can't just say she would lose to any and all men's basketball players. I can't, in good conscience, say that.
I think they asked Kelsey Plum in an interview months ago.
I know, Kelsey Plum said it,
She said there's not a single, and that was her exact reason.
And that's fair, she's entitled to her
opinion.
There's
a clear athletic disadvantage and separation between men and women.
Yeah, but then what about skill? Skill has to come into play at some point, right?
All NBA players have just as much skill.
That's not even true. Don't you dare sit here and tell me all NBA players have more skill than Asia Wilson.
They don't have more. They have just as much.
That's not even true. I don't even believe that.
I think.
Does Luke Kornet have more skill than Asia Wilson?
He has just as much. There's nothing Luke.
No,
there's
nothing, no, Asia Wilson. Oh my God.
There's nothing Asia Wilson can do skill wise.
That Luke Kornet can't?
Yes. Like, what do you mean? He can do layups. He can do turnarounds. He has post moves. He has, like, that's what I mean. God. It might not transfer as well against other men. So it's not the same. But, like, he has the skills.
Oh, my goodness. Let me think. Who else? Is Davis Bertans still in the league? I don't even think he's still in the league.
What's that dude's name? Brian Scalabrine. Like,
no, don't bring Scalabrine up into this, because Scalabrine was actually nice. He was just like a clown. Don't bring him into this.
He was like a fringe bench player. Like, he would.
Yeah. Let me think. Who else? Luke Kornet. God, I don't know why my brain is blanking on NBA bench players right now. But no, I do not believe all NBA
Juan
players.
Juan Toscano Anderson. Like, I can.
No. Just let me go. Hold on. Who wins 101? Juan Toscano Anderson or Asia Wilson?
Juan Toscano Anderson.
Orlando, stop. No. No. No.
Like, I think when it comes to professional sports, the skill is all equal, and it comes to athleticism and strength.
No, I gotta draw the line there, dog. Asia Wilson is not losing to Juan Toscano Anderson.
How?
He's not even in the league anymore.
How would she? What could she do,
dude? Oh, to my, score what on could him? Juan do?
Dribble past her. Dribble
could
over
he,
her.
Could yes. he even get his shot off?
Yes.
How tall is Juan? I think he's
6'5". Yes. That's my whole point. Any player who's Asia Wilson size is a guard in the NBA.
Yes.
He has dribble moves, shot step backs.
I am taking.
He can take her off the dribble. As well as he's strong enough to not be backed down by her.
I am taking Asia Wilson over Juan Toscano Anderson.
How? How does that game go? Because she can't just back him down.
Why not?
He's taller than her and stronger than her. He weighs more than she does. And offensively, she cannot guard him on the perimeter. He's a guard. He has dribble moves and can shoot the basketball.
Hold on.
Against the other NBA players in the league, he's not that good.
He's not that good.
But when he's stronger than the other person... Like,
but against the 3-time MVP of the WNBA, he's mopping the floor with her.
No, not mopping the floor. He's going to win the game.
Decisively?
I think if they go to 11, he wins 11-6.
You give Asia Wilson 6 points.
Yeah. Because it's not like she just isn't going to be able to put the ball in the bucket at all. Because she's skilled enough to score and to be able to get shots off and stuff. But defensively, she's really just hoping
first
people
miss. First of all, Juan Toscano Anderson wasn't even that good of a shooter in the league.
He wasn't.
So you don't think he would try to take it in the paint against her?
That's what, yes, he would. He would go
past
her.
You don't think Asia Wilson has the defensive skill set to be able to stay with Juan Toscano Anderson?
No, definitely not stay with him. And then even when they get down there, she can't stop him from going up and making
Juan
the layup.
Juan Toscano Anderson, that's your guy.
That was just a guy I picked. You can pick any guy.
Well, no, you said him.
Because that was just the name that came to my head. That was as obscure as I could get.
We are throwing it out to y'all. Who wins one-on-one? Juan Toscano Anderson or Asia Wilson? I am taking the 3-time WNBA MVP. I'm sorry. I got to believe in – at that point, I got to believe in talent, dog. I got to believe in talent, bro. I hear you on the athleticism and the strength, but something tells me Asia Wilson might be stronger than we think.
He's 6'6", 209.
Something tells me. Yeah, okay. Asia Wilson is 6'4". How much does she weigh?
195.
Okay. Something tells me Asia Wilson is stronger than we think.
She's not stronger than a man who's bigger than her.
Something tells me
she's not stronger than a man who's bigger than her.
Maybe
that's just simple genetics.
Lando.
Unless the woman is a bodybuilder, 100 times out of 100, if you take a woman and a man with similar builds, the man is a stronger.
I am taking Asia Wilson.
Do you disagree?
No, I don't disagree with you.
So
I hear what you're saying.
What makes her different?
I got talent, I guess, man. Listen, She is a three-time MVP. She is universally recognized as the best women's basketball player in the world. Yes. I have to believe in that at some point. There is a separation
between women's basketball and men's
basketball. I got to believe in it at some point, dog. Reggie and Cheryl Miller. Reggie Miller even said, no.
No, Cheryl Miller even said by the time he was a junior, she didn't have anything for him.
Yes, but Cheryl Miller was, like, probably the better basketball player in the end. Like,
She was the better basketball player, for her career versus his career in their respective fields. Yes.
Yes.
But one-on-one, he kills her. She said it herself. She dominated him his whole life because she was bigger than him.
Yes.
By the time he was 16, 17 years old, she couldn't do it. And she's one of the greatest basketball players of
women's basketball. Okay, then you know what? Call it girl power. Call it whatever. Asia Wilson, I'm going with you against Juan Toscano-Anderson. All right, I am taking Asia Wilson. I'm not saying she can beat every men's basketball player, but I am fairly confident she could beat that one.
I don't know, man. There's nothing about.
We're throwing it out to y'all. Asia Wilson, Juan Toscano-Anderson, one-on-one. Who you got? Let us know. Let us know. On that note, it is a wrap for episode 17. First episode of 2025. Appreciate all the love and support.
We're still here kicking for you guys. We're still here
kicking it.
Pushing out content,
keep
man.
On going. We're going to keep on keeping on. Hope y'all had a happy new year.
It is January 2nd. Holidays.
Happy holiday season. New year. I'm not going to say new year, new me. Just get to it. Do whatever it is you want to do.
Have the year you deserve.
Have the year you deserve. Have the year you want to have. It is truly up to you. In every sense of the word, it is truly up to you.
It is your life. You are in control. You can do whatever you put your mind to.
Absolutely, my friend. Absolutely.
Look at us. This is something we had in our minds. We cooked
dream
up. Dream
chasing
about.
Slowly but surely.
And here we are putting it together.
Birds at the Rodeo coming at you live. I think that's a wrap on this episode. We appreciate all the love and support. Follow us on TikTok. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on
Twitter, YouTube.
Did I say Instagram right? I think I said Instagram. Yeah, YouTube.
Apple Podcast, Spotify.
You can find us anywhere you can find podcasts at this point.
Absolutely.
No excuses. I don't want to hear it. And until next week, peace.
Later.